Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Questions from you with the family in mind. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. As a guest personal money expert for my former employers CNN and HLN, I answer questions that come to the network's help desk on financial issues. Dave from Pennsylvania, a 30-year-old professional who wants to go back to school to get an education degree, wanted to know how to make that economically feasible. My suggestion, start in his own backyard with his current employer. Check to see if his company will pay for his education in part or in full. Many companies offer tuition reimbursement for coursework. I also recommend that he consider virtual universities. They're a way to accomplish his back-to-school goal without interrupting his day job or his income. And finally, to 30-somethings like Dave, this is an ideal time to seek the services of a good, certified financial planner. In your 30s, life is becoming clearer and more complicated, as returning to school for an enhanced degree or getting married or starting a family are your reality. To further help Dave and anyone who's trying to make a decision that involves managing their money, if you don't have a budget, it's important to make one. It's just a spending plan, but it will give you real numbers about your ability to pay for what you need and determine what you want. A budget pie of how much income should go to various expenses suggests housing 30%, transportation 18%, food 14%, 10% to debt, and 10% to savings. Everything else, the 11% that's left over. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.